What a fun little gospel text we have here this morning. First, Jesus is denied by some Samaritans because he is going to Jerusalem. Then the disciples get silly and angry and want to call down fire from heaven and scorch the Samaritans who wouldn't welcome Jesus. Then Jesus seems to be a little salty and gives someone a weird answer who is simply asking to follow Jesus. Then Jesus finds two other people and tells them to follow him, but they have more pressing things to do right now. The end. Now make a sermon out of that. I want to focus on the last part of the gospel text when Jesus tells two people to follow him. But first, I just need to clarify something. When the disciples asked Jesus if they should call down fire from heaven and destroy the Samaritans, the text says Jesus turned and reprimanded them. There is never a time, never, where our faith in Jesus gives us power to condemn others or smite them. Never. When the disciples try this, Jesus reprimands them, and I'm sure the gospel writer could have picked many other words, as reprimand seems too soft for what Jesus probably did. In a world where Christians often feel as if they have the upper hand, I just need you to hear me say that there is never a time when our faith gives us the power or the right to condemn others. Okay, now that we're clear on that, let's move on. Jesus gives quite a direct answer to the disciples about the smiting, but when someone tells him that they will follow Jesus wherever he goes, he gives a rather odd answer. I'm not sure if he is still distracted by the disciples' stupidity or what, but he says, "Foxes have lairs, the birds of the sky have nests, but the chosen one has nowhere to rest." So is that a yes or a no? Am I still following you? Many biblical scholars have discussed this response, and I think it's safe to say Jesus was simply attempting to tell this person that following him would not be the easy route. Then Jesus found two other travelers and told them to follow him. Jesus gives more odd answers with no real direct outcome for these future followers and leaves everyone confused. What does it even mean for the dead to bury the dead? Or putting a hand to the plow and looking back? Again, these odd answers are telling these future followers that this path will not be easy and there is no time to wait. The matter at hand is urgent. It's not really that Jesus doesn't have time to wait for the followers to finish their business, but rather other people don't have time to wait to receive the word of God. Jesus commands that these followers go and proclaim the reign of God everywhere. Jesus knows that this is a life-saving message that has not been heard before. So it is urgent to get the word out, and to get the word out now. Jesus is gently asking these new disciples to pack up their belongings and follow him. He's not gently asking. He is basically demanding that they do it now. People out there in the world don't have time to wait to hear about this life-saving radical love. It's time to go now. Jesus gives us the same command today, with the same sense of urgency. We all are called to go and proclaim the reign of God everywhere. This isn't a task that we have time to debate or to mull over. This task doesn't require a task force or a committee or a visioning process. The mission is pretty clear. And the outcome is love. The church has taken its time for a long while, and there are people who cannot wait any longer for God's love to be proclaimed loud and clear. Queer people don't have time to wait for the church to debate their humanity. We don't have time for denominational infighting or debates over scripture. This is urgent. You go and proclaim the reign of God to the LGBTQIA+ community. The children at our border who are sleeping on concrete floors in cages with no one to care for them do not have time to wait. They do not have time for slow legal processes and xenophobia. You go and proclaim the reign of God everywhere and to those children at the border. Palestinians who are being forced from their homes and entrapped by a wall do not have time to wait. They don't have time for businesses to slowly divest or political fights over the true owners of the land. You go and proclaim the reign of God to every Palestinian you meet. Whoever puts a hand to the plow but keeps looking back is unfit for the reign of God. It is time to stop looking to the past. There is no time to look back. There is only time to move forward. The time is now to proclaim the reign of God. People are waiting and have been waiting for far too long for the church to stop looking back and plow straight ahead. The marginalized need the church to spread the love of God everywhere and now. This is an urgent matter. It is time to follow Jesus. It is time to rise up, O saints of God, so that all might know God's love. It is time for us to stretch forth our hand of healing now. It is time to give justice larger place and act with urgency, only setting our focus forward. We have an urgent call from the God of all love to spread this love everywhere. We go with the Spirit's power. So let's rise up, O saints of God, for now is the time to spread the love of God. Amen.